One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Henry and Clifford in the breakfast room.
Let's see. Out of 40 possible work hours, Pinky's put in about 3, hasn't he, Dad?
It's no joking matter, Clifford. I'll teach that boy a sense of responsibility if it's the last thing I do this side of my tomb.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Where there's Alka-Seltzer, there is a way to fast relief from the pain and misery of a headache. Yes, friends, you're missing out on a mighty good thing if you don't take Alka-Seltzer when you're feeling miserable with a headache. I mean that. Alka-Seltzer contains one of the world's best pain-relieving agents, sodium acetyl salicylate. Because Alka-Seltzer is in solution, this wonderful pain reliever is ready to go right to work to help relieve your headache. All we ask you to do is try it. Alka-Seltzer will do the rest. Yes, next time you're feeling logy and miserable with a headache, just drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in water. Watch those thousands of tiny bubbles swirl up in your glass, then drink this sparkling solution. See how soon you begin to feel better. Remember, where there's Alka-Seltzer, there is a way to fast relief from the pain of a headache. Get Alka-Seltzer in the friendly blue and white package at all drugstores. Chapter 7, Book 80. Misty early morning sunlight is creeping over San Francisco. Now at 8:15 in Henry Barber's garden at Seacliff, the rising mist reaches the flagstone walk on which Henry's grandson, Pinky, was working yesterday when he strained his back. Pinky, you know, is making little flagstones out of big flagstones just now, paying off a debt of $250 to his grandfather. He hasn't arrived for work yet this morning. Possibly his back is still bothering him. In the breakfast room at the family home, Henry looks up without the slightest animation as Clifford, on top of the world this morning, comes humming down to breakfast.
Good morning, Dad. Good morning, good morning.
Yes.
Oh. Well, I was about to say it's a brisk, cool morning, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, try again. Smells good in here. Pancakes?
No.
Oh? No. What is it?
Mush. Fried mush.
Oh, thought you liked mush, Dad. Well, never mind. Let's not go into it. We have the coffee pot. There's Mrs. Kettleman on the stairs. What's the matter with the old lady this morning? She got a cold?
We need a housekeeper with some intestinal fortitude, Clifford.
I'll say we do.
Yes, a muscular, a Viking type of woman. Somebody who doesn't break into hysterics at the merest drop of a salt cellar.
Oh, mm-hmm. Where's Mom?
Telephone. Pinky's late again, Clifford. 8:17 and no sign of him whatever.
Out of 40 possible work hours, he's actually put in about 3, hasn't he?
There's no joking matter.
When you paid Pinky's debts, Dad, you didn't actually think he'd work, did you?
You are hardly in a position to criticize, Clifford.
My mistake.
Good morning, Clifford.
Oh, hi, Mom. Sit down here.
Well, I'll get you.
No. Fried mush, isn't it? You slide a spatula under it, lift it up, put it on a plate. I can do that. Sit you down here, Mom. Anything I can get for you?
No, thank you, Clifford.
Well, Fanny?
Well, what, Henry?
What did Hazel say? You talked to her on the telephone about Pinky, didn't you? What did she say?
Henry.
Yes.
When you speak to me like that, Henry Barber, I'm simply not going to answer you.
Oh, right.
I wish somebody would give me one of those wire recorders for Christmas. Hmm? I'd hook it up under the breakfast table and play it back for you at noon and let you hear yourself.
Yes.
Just because Pinky doesn't come to work on time, you make life impossible for everybody in the house, Henry. Poor Mrs. Kettleman.
Hmm.
She stayed late in the kitchen last night and fixed mush for your breakfast because you've been asking for it, Henry.
Oh.
Because you're irritated with Pinky is no excuse for attacking Mrs. Kettleman. You know where she is? Upstairs, crying.
Fanny.
What?
Did you call Pinky at his home?
Yes.
What did Pinky say, Fanny?
I didn't talk to Pinky, Henry. Hazel said he'd managed to struggle downstairs for breakfast, but he's been lying on the davenport. His back still hurts him.
Good appetite, no doubt. Able to take a little nourishment.
But suppose he really has thrown out his sacroiliac. Henry, where are you going?
I shall talk to him on the telephone myself. Just as I should have done in the first place.
Now, Henry, in this mood, you'll just cause friction at Hazel's.
Henry, I have a clean-cut, crystal-clear understanding with Daniel and Hazel. Their son owes me $250, Henry. His parents have admitted, Henry, that he has no sense of responsibility. Well, I am going to teach that young man the seriousness of an obligation if it's the last thing I do this side of my tomb. Pardon me while I go telephone.
Oh, dear. Clifford, where are you?
Here, Mom, in the kitchen.
What in the world? Why are you eating standing up the sink?
Oh, better view, among other things.
Now, Clifford, you know how your father is. His bark is worse than his bite. He's gone to telephone again.
Take more than a telephone call to get things back.
Just a minute, Hazel. If he was able to struggle downstairs to breakfast, he's able to struggle to the telephone. Hazel, I got Sharon Ann, a 7-year-old child. I invited Sharon Ann over here to test lift the flagstone that seems to have strained Pinky's fragile vertebrae. Yes. We lifted it together without the slightest discomfort to either one of us, a man of 75 and a child of 7.
Henry, you're shouting.
I'm shouting. Oh, the boy is malingering, Hazel. It's a clean-cut, crystal-clear case of downright malingering.
I know it is, Father. Now, don't... Father, please listen carefully. I'm in the den. I don't want to talk too loudly. Pinky'll hear me. Yes, I know... Father, will you please let me speak to Mother? Yes, please. Hello, Mother. Well, I don't blame him for being a little angry. Say, Mother, will you call back and ask for Pinky in about 5 or 6 minutes? You don't have to say anything to him. Just ask how he's feeling or something like that. Well, that's right. Thanks. Goodbye. Well, my invalid son, how's your back after your hearty breakfast?
Oh, well, the pain isn't quite as terrible as it was when I woke up, Mom. It's eased off a little.
You look just fine, Pinky.
Oh, I'll get over it.
I'm sure you will.
You see, I've lived a sedentary life at college. I'm not in condition for heavy lifting.
Sedentary life? You mean studying?
All right, Mom, I flunked out. Let's not go into that. I'm too weak to discuss that now. What did Grandfather say?
I'd rather not repeat it.
I'm an indentured servant, that's all. You know how a lot of our ancestors got to this country? They borrowed money and became voluntary slaves. Serfs, practically. Yeah, signed years of their lives away. Well, that's me. I'm practically slave labor now. It's like Russia or the serfs in the Middle Ages.
Too bad about you. Pinky, your grandfather says if you're not better by noon, we're to take you to Dr. Thompson, have complete x-rays, and he'll pay the bill.
Oh, that's nice of Grandfather.
Yes, he'll pay it, but he'll add it to what you owe him.
You see? It's peonage. I'm trapped.
Well, Pinky, didn't you move without the slightest pain just then?
Well, Mom, I have to move a little. You don't want me to get bed sores.
You'll get those, I imagine, long before you'll ever get calluses.
Flat on my back, unable to move, and everybody attacks me.
Get up, then, and go to work like a man.
All right, you think I'm faking. Wait till you see the x-rays, then. I'll bet my sacroiliac is twisted around like a paperclip. Just read insurance statistics, Mom. There are more home accidents than any other kind. You don't have to go to war to become a paraplegic. Plenty of people right at home have terrible things happen to them. Just read the statistics. I don't say I'm permanently injured. I've just got to take it pretty easy.
Mail's here. The mail's here.
Come in, Dan. I'm having a very illuminating talk with our son.
Oh, how are you now, Pinky?
Well, I'm better, Dan. But Mom's going to be pretty darn sorry about her skeptical attitude if it turns out I walk with a cane the rest of my life.
A letter from Margaret, magazine for Hank.
That looks like a bill.
It is. That's for me. Another bill, bill, bill.
Gosh, aren't we paying our bills?
Just keep quiet, Pinky.
Bill. Well, well. Hazel, sniff this envelope.
Hey, let's see it.
No, wait. Wait until your mother's caught the fragrance.
Who's that for?
William Herbert Murray, Esquire.
Hey, Dan, let me have it.
Don't grab, Pinky. I'll hand it to you. Well, from Seven Oaks, Belvedere, California.
Let's have it, Mom, please. That's personal.
Here you are. From your mysterious unit, Pinky. Well, Dan, even if we don't know what her last name is or anything else about her, at least now we know she lives in Belvedere. That's something. Seven Oaks. That's cute.
Pinky, by the way, your mother and I have something to say to you on this subject.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what happens when we ask you who this girl is and who her people are.
We get double talk. That's what happens.
We feel we have a right to know who she is, Pinky, and all about her. Now, you stayed there overnight.
Dan, her folks are always there.
Answer Dan's question, Pinky. Just who is Eunice?
Look, I like to have one little corner of my life that belongs to me alone. Anything you say gets around. Being in a big family is like living in a goldfish bowl. I don't want all the barbers in Seacliff discussing how tall my friends are or where they live or what they weigh or the color of their hair or if they wear glasses. I want something that's sacred in my own.
I'll get it. Glad to get out of the room.
You know, my boy, I think you should go into politics.
You do, Dan? Well, you know, I've thought some about it. We certainly need some young blood in Washington.
What I had in mind was your ability to duck and dodge, Pinky. The opposition couldn't embarrass you with your past speeches because you never would have said anything.
Pinky, it's for you.
Grandfather, is it, Mom? Just tell him my condition.
It's a woman, Pinky.
Eunice? Hey, is it Eunice?
It's a woman. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, boy, swell. Here, let me take her letter with me. Okay, tell her I'm coming.
Pretty spry, too, for a physical wreck.
Huh? Oh, yeah, well, some physicians I can stand the pain all right.
Uh-huh, here you are, Pinky.
Yeah. Hello, Eunice? Huh? Oh, hello, Grandmother. Oh, I'm some better, I guess.
Let me take it. Hello, Mother? Tell Father Pinky he'll be right over in his work clothes. He was under the impression Eunice was calling, and he leapt up from the Davenport without a twinge. Yes. Tell Father he can count on him. He'll be right over, ready to make up for lost time.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Do you have a cold right now? Does someone in your family have one? Well, I wonder how many of you folks know about Tabsin and how effectively it can help relieve the discomforts of a cold.
Well, at our house, we've certainly found out about it, Mr. Barton. Tabsin is an antihistaminic cold tablet, isn't it?
That's right. Tabsin contains one of the most effective antihistamines to help relieve the sniffling and sneezing of a cold and that watery, uncomfortable feeling in the eyes. But Tabsin does more.
Oh, yes, I know. I think it helps relieve the feverish feeling I often have with a cold, and the headache, too.
Yes, Tabsin does do this. It contains a special ingredient to help relieve the fever and headache that so often accompany a cold. That's why we say Tabsin is a better formula to relieve the discomforts of a cold than any antihistamine alone. And that's why we think you'll like Tabsin better than anything you've tried. So do try it, friends. Yes, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. Get Tabsin at any drugstore. Ask for T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, the bright red tablets, in the bright red package. Here's the family again.
Oh, Grandfather.
Keep your feet together, my boy. Then you won't strain your back. Now, lift. That's good.
My back is numb anyhow.
Speed up now, my boy. Let's see if we can't get all the bigger ones moved before nightfall.
Friends, remember to try Tabsin for your cold. Yes, when you take cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. Now at all drugstores. Tabsin is the improved antihistaminic tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the headache and fever which so often accompany a cold. That's Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, for cold misery. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, The Girl with $1 Million, Chapter 8, Book 80. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.